changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your latest Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two miracles that came out of nowhere just when they were needed from our best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels All Around. Now, in this book, we have stories from people who are going through their ordinary, everyday lives and suddenly find themselves in extraordinary, unexplainable situations. From miraculous connections and answered prayers to divine intervention and inexplicable healing to angels and messages from heaven, these stories show that miracles can happen every day to people from all walks of life. And both of today's stories happened while driving, but in very different ways. In the first story, Christy Allen tells us that she and her brother were driving to the hospital. They were joining the rest of the family there to make a very difficult decision about removing their 56-year-old father from life support. He had been suffering from some kind of mysterious disease for 2 years, and no one could cure it or even figure out what it was. And now it was time to let him go. At least that's what they were thinking, although it wasn't a decision they were totally comfortable making. Anyway, as they were driving along, another car started tailing them really closely, even though they weren't going slowly. Christy tried to let this other car pass them, and it did, but then it slowed down right in front of them. So that might have seemed like one of those really rude drivers, you know, who was somehow paying her back for driving slower than he wanted. But then Christy read the license plate on his car, and she thought otherwise, because here's what the license plate said. It had a C, then a U, then an N, and then H-E-V-N. So that's C-U-N heaven. As soon as she had gotten a good look at the license plate, that car sped away. Christy says, "My dad knew I was a firm believer in signs, and I am certain this was his way of saying goodbye to us that morning as we drove to the hospital to end his life support. Maybe he was telling us that it was okay and that we were doing the right thing." So that was quite a comfort to the family, seeing that license plate. But there's actually more to this story. On the 10-year anniversary of her dad's passing, Christy was heading home early from work, and for some reason, she didn't go her normal way that day, and she was at a four-way stop sign intersection waiting for her turn to go and thinking about her father. She says they were still heartbroken about that mysterious disease that had taken their father when he was so young. And as she was thinking about her father, one of the cars that she was waiting to go ahead of her in the intersection turned in front of her very slowly, and then she saw the license plate on that car. It was that same license plate, C-U-N heaven, and it was the 10th anniversary of her father's death. Christy says, "I know some people will believe it's a coincidence, but not me. My heart knows this was a message from our dad." So that was a nice, reassuring miracle that happened to Christy. And here's another one that happened in a car, but this one was a lifesaver. Carolyn Janes and her fiance Raymond were driving down the interstate when their right front wheel just plain fell off. It flew high up into the air, and then it bounced away. And they were on this narrow mountain road, and they were heading right for a dangerous sharp curve. In fact, they were riding on the axle, so sparks were flying as they careened out of control, and they both thought that they were doomed. But then Carolyn says, everything seemed to move in slow motion. Somehow, our vehicle was lifted up miraculously and then set down gently, exactly in a one-car-length parking space on the otherwise shoulderless mountain road. We came to a peaceful, silent halt. We sat there looking at each other in shock. There was no explanation for how this happened, but it did. So they composed themselves, and then they prayed. They said, "Thank you, God, for saving us. Now, can you please find our tire?" because that tire on that wheel had flown off the edge of that road into a canyon that must have been 50 feet deep, and there were huge boulders as far as the eye could see. It was going to be very difficult to find their lost wheel. It was a really hard hike, and then even if Raymond could climb down and find their wheel, how was he going to get it back to the car? He wouldn't be able to roll it up that steep incline that was covered with jagged rocks. Well, Carolyn continued to pray as Raymond climbed down the steep slope. But he had only walked about 30 yards when something made him take a beeline and go straight to a giant boulder. And right behind that boulder, he found their wheel. And then he carried it back up, reattached it to the car. And what he did was he took one lug nut from each of the other wheels so that all four wheels were attached by three lug nuts instead of four. And off they drove, safe and sound. Those are just two of the very cool stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Angels All Around. And you can find this best-selling book at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, and wherever else you like to get your books. If you want to learn more about it, head over to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll find a link to the book there, and you can read all about what's inside it. Now, I am sharing more than a dozen stories from this book, so sign up for the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast wherever you like to get your podcasts, and then you can scroll back and listen to the past episodes as well as waiting for the future ones. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Come back next time to hear about our newest book, which is about the power of forgiveness to improve your life. I'll be talking with best-selling author William Dameron about how forgiveness made all the difference as he navigated a very big life change for himself and his family.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.